Okay, now I'm concerned about Wyatt's welfare.
Well, you're not the only one.
I'm kidding. I'm not like legitimately concerned, but we were talking about, it's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, and we played a game a little while ago, and it was like a reverse Family Feud, and the answers were wilderness, the basement, a tunnel, yeah. The office, and Kelly guessed, oh, places you'd lose your kid.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. The answer, by the way, was places where you wouldn't have good cell phone reception. Just so we know.
Right. It wasn't where you lose your kid.
Yeah, no.
Man, this makes me laugh, though.
Well, every parent has done that, right?
I mean, you definitely forget about them, and it's not your fault, but like, yes, yeah. I mean, yeah. I saw a TikTok of this woman who was obviously going to work, and she had her kids in the car, and she obviously has like more than one kid. And as she's pulling out of the driveway, one of her kids comes out and just goes, "Ma, I'm not in the car." And she even like stops, pulls back, and just takes off. And he's just sitting there like, "Did you really forget about me?" And we've done this before, like up at camp, when we go to Moosehead, we'll have like a big family mission. And there's a bunch of kids, and like we have our kids can bring friends. And
oh, right. And so you got to do the head count.
Right. There was one time we went to Pebble Beach and we packed everything up and we're like, all right, we're going to take off. And then we pulled out. Pulled out, and I was like, wait, we forgot one. They were peeing in the woods somewhere.
And you just left.
We were like,
let's go
down the lake, and we're like, oh no. So we have to pull around and pull back into the beach.
Yeah, it happens.
And be like, I'm so sorry. But the kid feels terrible, and you feel terrible. Like, it's not that you're not important.
Right. But, yeah, my uncle got left at a gas station once. Right. They were on a road trip.
It really just makes me laugh because it's just, I know everyone does it.
Yeah. And sometimes the kid is totally fine. Sometimes the kid is in a panic and you feel terrible.
Well, exactly. Right? This kid was a teenager and they were just like, seriously?
Oh,
like,
oh,
it wasn't
that's
like a
big.
It wasn't a baby. Like, oh my gosh, I'm never a baby.
Melanie on our Facebook page says, I was picking up my daughter from cheer practice. She opened the back door and I heard it shut, so I drove off. I'm asking questions. She isn't answering. I'm thinking, what a little twit for not answering me. I turn around, look in the back seat, and all I see is a bag of potatoes. In the seat that I thought that she was in. Well, it turns out she shut the door and walked behind the car to get to the other side, but that's when I drove off. I was halfway home before I noticed.
Oh my God, I'm crying. This might be one of the funniest.
That's not. And she's asking questions and getting no response, and she's going, ugh, stupid teenager, or tween, or whatever it was. Yeah. My favorite part is I thought there was something back there, and there was something back there, but it wasn't my daughter. It was just a sack of potatoes.
Just a sack of potatoes. Oh, man, that is amazing.
792-6278. Jenny, her parents got her brother buckled in his baby seat and then left the baby seat. Didn't put that in the car.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like the forgetting the baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I personally haven't forgotten any of them. I always think I have, but then I like double check and I'm like, whew.
Yeah.
There they are.
Oh my God. Lori says, my mom had six kids.
Oh, good Lord.
And we left my youngest brother, who was two, at a bowling alley.
Oh, no.
Another time. She brought all the kids to the movies. The movie ended. The kids piled into the back of the station wagon. We got home, and we noticed there was an extra kid in the car who wasn't ours. My mom said, "Who are you?"
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Who are you?
Who are you? Poor little George fell asleep at the movies and woke up to my family leaving and just followed everyone out.
Oh, my God.
Each one of the siblings thought someone else knew him. He was like a friend of someone else.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom quickly got everyone back to the movie theater and reunited George with the group that was looking for him.
Oh my God.
I love that his name is George. And there's this kid who's just been kidnapped in a car. In a station wagon going, I don't know any of these people. Like, he was tired in the end of the movie and just followed him out. All of a sudden, imagine that terror.
Oh.
About halfway home, you realize you're in a station wagon with a complete family of strangers. And then mom goes to unload him and goes, wait a minute, who are you?
This is the best topic ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You can hit us on the Facebook page, Coast 931 on Facebook. Yep.